We are going to do Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis today of Maseches Brachos because we love to learn Torah. So we are up to the third statement of Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. What were the first two? That you have to say Emes V'Yatziv in the morning, Emes V'Muna at night, and how to bow properly, that you bow at Baruch and by Hashem you're already Zokef. So now the third statement, second line from the top, Yud Beis Amud Beis. V'Yam Rabbi Bar Chinna Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Hashana Kula Adam Ispalel Hakel HaKadosh, a very halachic gemara. This one is very nogei lemaisa. The entire year, a person says the bracha, he's chosim with the words Hakel HaKadosh, and Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Chutz Me'asar Yom Shemin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. Except for the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, Shem Ispalel HaMelech HaKadosh VeHaMelech HaMishpat. Where we say a melech hakadosh and a melech hamishpat during those times in particular. Rashi writes, Lefi shebiyamim halalu humare malchuso lishpot es ha'olam. It is a demonstration of God's royalty, of God's malchus in judging the world, because a king gets to judge his subjects. So God is expressing his malchus more during those 10 days. Rabbi Lazar Amar Afilu Amar Akel HaKadosh Yatza. Rabbi Lazar says, even if you say Akel HaKadosh Yatza, Shenemar, V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpat, V'akel HaKadosh Niktash B'tzdaka. And we have the pasuk that refers to V'akel HaKadosh even when he's B'mishpat. Amos V'yigba Hashem Tzvakos B'mishpat, Eilu Asar Yom Shemirashan V'yadam Yekuburim. The drasha goes like this. When is Hashem B'mishpat? During the 10 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And yet, V'ka Amar HaKel HaKadosh. And yet it still says in the pasuk, Hakel HaKadosh. So it's a machlokes, apparently, whether one is Yotzei by saying Hakel HaKadosh during the Aseres Mitzvah. Tanakama says no, Rabbi Lazar says yes. May have a love. So no, what are we paskin? Amar Rav Yosef Hakel HaKadosh, you could say Hakel HaKadosh B'Yotzei, but Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat, and you could say Melech Ohev Tzedakah U'Mishpat. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh VaHaMelech HaMishpat. No, you need to say the way we formulate it, HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat, V'Hilchasa Ki Rabba. And the halacha is like Rabba. And that's what, in fact, we do. Now, Tosfos points out, and if you didn't, you have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Tosfos points out, V'Mimlo Amar Machzir Noso. And then Tosfos says, and V'chein Zachreinu Mikamocha Chsov L'Chaim V'Sefer Chaim. The other four things we add in also, Machzirim also, lo amar. You have to repeat Shmon Esrei if you don't say. The kol hamishanim imatpeish tov v'cham min yotzedei chavasu. Because there's an important klal in brachos that you're not allowed to change the formulation of brachos. And once you change the formulation, you didn't say the bracha at all. But then Tosfos goes on a little bit later, and he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel at the end of Tosfos. Rabbeinu Chananel kasav de ein machzir noso mikol alson devarim de lo pasak b'sefer b'feirush. That which is not explicitly in the Gemara, that those other four editions that were editions of the Gaonim, we're not going to make you repeat Shmona Esrei if you miss those. And that's in fact how we paskin that which is not in the Gemara, the four Gaonic editions, we do not have to repeat Shmona Esrei. Great. Now statement number four of Va'amar Rav Chinasav Mishmei De Rav Kol She'efshalo Levakesh Rachman Malchavero Ve'eno Mevakesh Nikra Chote. If you have the ability to be Mevakesh Rachman for someone else, to ask for mercy for someone else, and you don't do it, you are called a sinner. Shenamar Gam Anochi Chalila Li Mechato LaHashem. Far be it from me to sin to God. Mechadol L'Hispalel Ba'adchem. By refraining from praying for you. So what do you see from there? What do you see from that phrase? That it would be considered a sin if I refrained from praying for you. So if you have the ability to pray and you don't, it is a sin. Amar Rava im Talmud Chacham hu tzarech shiyach la'atzmo alav. And if he's Talmud Chacham, then you have to make yourself sick over him. On the Talmud Chacham and Nizir prayers. My taima, why? Ile mimishum dechsiv ve'in chola michem alai v'gola es aznai dilma melech shayni. And if you're going to say it's because of the pasuk ve'in chola lechem alai, then how come no one is getting sick over me? So maybe that's different because he's a melech. So by a melech, maybe you have to get sick. So that doesn't necessarily show that by a Talmud Chacham that the same would apply. Ella mehacha. Rather, it's from, where is that pasuk, by the way? That's in Shmuel Aleph. In Ben Yishai. It's by Shaul, I believe, right? It's by Shaul, yeah. So Elo Mehacha, so rather it's from the following. Va'ani b'chalosum levushi. And what's that? Rashi tells us, Al doig v'achitofel v'amar shayu talmid chamim. That's about doig and achitofel. They were talmid chamim, they were not kings. So you see that it applies to talmid chamim. Also, two main points over here. First one is that you got to say Amelcha Kaddish and Amelcha Mishpat during Aser Yisrael Mitzvah. And machlokas if you have to repeat Shemona Esrei for failure to do so. So you have to say Amelech HaKadosh Amelech HaMishpah during Aseres Mitzvah. Machlokas if you need to repeat Shemona Esrei for failure to do so. Second main point is, if you can daven for someone else but don't, you are a chotei. If he's a Talmud Chacham, you have to be sick over it. And now we are up to statement number 5 of Rav Baruch Nesav Mishmed Rav. V'amar Rav Baruch Nesav Mishmed Rav. Kol ha'osa dvar avera umis bayesh bo, mochl no kol v'nosa. Someone who's done an avera and he is embarrassed by it, he is going to be forgiven for all of his sins. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, l'man tiskri, this is a pasuk in Yechezkel, l'man tiskri v'vosht v'lo yelcha od pischon peh, so it's because there was embarrassment, so then there's not going to be any more pischon peh against them. There's not going to be any more kitrug because of the embarrassment that they suffered. So it says Gemara Dilmut Tzibur Shaini. Maybe that's only for a tzibur, but not for a yachid. Ela mehacha. No, the real source is from the following pasuk. Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul. This is what happens when after Shmuel had died and Shaul was in trouble. So what did Shaul do when he tried to ask the Urim V'Tumim what he should do, and the Urim V'Tumim wasn't responding, and he tried to ask the Navi, he couldn't get any response. What did he do? He went to some woman who was a... and Shmuel came back from the dead. His spirit came back, and they had this whole conversation. So the pasuk says, "Vayomer Shmuel el Shaul." Shmuel said to Shaul, "Lama hirgas tani?" Roughly translated, "Did you rub my lamp? Why have you agitated me? Lahalos osi, to take me up." Vayomer Shaul, "Tsar li ma'od uplishtim nilchamim bi." You have no idea how horrible my life is going right now. The plishtim are after me. Vashem sar me'alai, and Hashem seems to have turned away from me. V'lo aneni, is not answering me. Od gam bi'ad ha'neviim, even when I try to go to the neviim, I'm not getting answered. Gam b'chalomos, even in dreams, I'm not getting the answer. Ve'akra l'cha l'hodieni, and therefore I'm coming to you to let me know. Ma'ese, what should I do? Now, the truth is, he had tried more things than he listed. He says, I tried with Chalomos, I tried with the Nevi'im. Where would you typically try if you needed to know what to do? The Urim V'Tumim. But he doesn't mention it. Why doesn't he mention the Urim V'Tumim? V'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo ka'amar mishum dekatle lenov ira kohanim. He didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim because he had wiped out, he had killed the city of Nov, which is a city of kohanim. So for him to mention the Urim V'Tumim, like he's going to ask Kohanim for help after he wiped out an entire city of Kohanim, so he was embarrassed by it. He was embarrassed that he had done that. So minayin da'achilu. So we see that he was embarrassed. How do I know minayin da'achilu min Shemaya? How do I know that there were mochlim min Shemayim that he got the mechila for his averos? Shenemar mochar ato v'nachimi. Because Shmuel said, you know, you're pitching tomorrow. You know the good news and bad news, right? Shmuel said that tomorrow you're going to be with me. So v'amar Rabbi Yochanan imi b'mechitzasi. Imi means in my mechitza, meaning where I am in a good seat up in heaven. Rabbanan Amri Mehacha. The Rabbanan say, you know, we learn from somewhere else. So, Kanim Lashem Begivat Shaul Bechir Hashem, Yatzav Baskel Yomra Bechir Hashem. Since a Baskel came out and said that he's a Bechir Hashem, that he's the choicest of God, he's such a great tzaddik, so we see that his averus must have been forgiven. A good mnemonic to Rabbi Alan Schwartz taught us that to remember which chapter of Tehillim David Amelch blamed himself for Shaul's killing out Nov Yer Kohanim. Why did David Amelch blame himself? He's not the one that did it, Shaul's the one that did it. Why did Shaul kill Nov Yer Kohanim? Because he suspected them of illegally giving refuge to David. They didn't know that they were illegally giving refuge to David, but that was what he had suspected them of. So David HaMelech writes a whole chapter in Tehillim where he expresses his guilt about what happened with Nov Yer Kohanim. What chapter in Tehillim is the chapter where he expresses his guilt about Novi Arkanim. So Rabbi Alan Schwartz told us a good way to remember it. Chapter Nov, Nun Beis. This happens coincidentally to be the chapter of, or is it a coincidence, Rabbi Friedman likes to say. Okay, main point number three. If you're embarrassed from your averos, you get mechila for all your sins. Omer Rabbi Avohu ben Zutrasi, Am Rabbi Yudah bar Zavida, Bikshu Lekvah Parshas Balak B'Kriyashma. They wanted to put Parshas Balak as one of the Parshios of Kriyashma. Umipnei Malo Kavua. Why didn't they? Mishum Toreach Tzibur. Because it's long. And that would be a big Tircha de Tzibura if everyone had to read Parshas Balak during Kriyashma. My Taima. Why did they want to do it in the first place? I mean, what is it about Parshas Balak that seems uniquely appropriate for Kriyashma? If it's because it talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim, you know how many Parshas in the Torah talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim? Here's a sampling. Lema Parshas Ribbis, or Parshas Mishkalos, Dichsiv ben Yitzias Mitzrayim. There are lots of Parshas that talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim. You could have taken any of them. Ella Amar Rav Yosef Aravin Mishum Dechsiv Ba Haikra. It's the following pasuk that makes Parshas Balak uniquely appropriate for Kriyashma. Kara Shachav Kari Uchlavi Mi Yikimenu. Shachav Yikimenu. These words, they sound somewhat familiar, right? Shachav Kamecha. So that's what makes it uniquely appropriate for Kriyashma. Velema Hai Psuka Vesulo. So we have a simple answer. Why not? Don't read the whole parsha, just say that pasuk. If that pasuk is the whole reason why you wanted to say it anyway, so just say that pasuk. Says the Gemara, an interesting rule. Gemiri, we have a tradition. Called Parsha de Pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, Paskinan. Any section, any parsha, any paragraph that Moshe Rabbeinu declared an end to the paragraph, we can make the paragraph end on that spot. But the lo pascha Moshe Rabbeinu, lo paskinan. If Moshe Rabbeinu did not make the paragraph end on that spot, we cannot insert a new paragraph. We cannot make a new paragraph break in middle of where Moshe Rabbeinu did. Which is very interesting because the Gemara elsewhere says, kol pasuk de lo paske Moshe. Anan lo paskina. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't stop, we're not allowed to break up. But it sounds like if it's not a pasuk, if you get to the sof pasuk, then you're okay. It sounds like. So our Salvechik suggested it depends. If you're talking about when you're reading something as a parsha, Kriyashma is supposed to be parshios of Kriyashma. So when you're reading something betoras parsha, you need to read the entire parsha. When you're reading something betoras pasuk, reading a section of psukim, but not as a parsha, because there's no requirement of a parsha in a certain instance, then you're just not allowed to stop in the middle of the pasuk. So, for example, if I'm quoting a pasuk in a shir, right? So maybe that I'm certainly not reading a betoras parsha, but I'm trying to say it as a pasuk. So maybe I'm not allowed to break up the pasuk unnecessarily. That's what Rav Salvechik suggested. He suggested, based on that, that you have to get all the stops in Parshas Hazinu correct. Rav Shechter just told us this the other week when he was here in Woodmere. He said you have to get all the stops in Parshas Hazinu correct because those are all paragraphs. It's a song. The song has stanzas. So the Zivlach, the six mandated stops in Parshas Hazinu are the ends of the paragraphs. So you're not allowed to get them wrong. And he said every shul gets them wrong. Okay. Parshas Tzitzis, they had one of the nine minyanim in Young Israel Woodmere when he was here that Shabbos. Parshas Hazinu accommodated him and leaned correctly. Parshas Tzitzis, Mnei Makavua. What the Parshas Tzitzis, why would they kovea the Parshas Tzitzis in Kriyashma? Of all things in Kriyashma, why Parshas Tzitzis? Omer Rav Yudah bar Chaviva, Mnei Sheyesh b'chamisha dvarim. It's got five great qualities to it. First of all, mitzvah tzitzis. Second of all, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Third, all mitzvahs. Fourth, vidas minin. Fifth, vihira veru vihira vodazara. I guess that counts as one. Bish lamahani tlas mefarshan. I understand three are explicit. All mitzvahs tichziv, uri isem also, uzchartem is called mitzvahs Hashem. All mitzvahs is explicit in the parsha. It says you will see the tzitzis and you will remember the mitzvahs. Tzitzis, where's tzitzis in the parsha dechsev? Vasulahem, tzitzis. Yitzias Mitzrayim dechsev. Asher, hotzeis. Elodas minim. Hira avera vira avodazar minalan. Where do we have it? Das minim. Hir hur avera, and hir hur avodazara. What do those things even mean? What does das minim mean? What is a min? Right, a heretic. What is hirhur avera? There are lots of averos. There are 365 averos. Hirhur means thought. So what avera is it even us to think? So arayos. You all have hirhurim of arayos, of right, sexually inappropriate things. And what about hirhur avod? And what about hirhur avodazara? That's the second one. Hirhur avodazara is thinking about belief in other, right, deities. Di tanya. Achrei levavchem zu minus. When it says achrei levavchem, that's referring to minus. That's referring to don't be an abikoros. V'cheinu amer, amer novel belibo ein elokim. Novel said in his heart that there is no God. So you see that belibo, it's in his heart. Avulchanan and Kovitz Maimarim has the famous kasha. Shouldn't it say after your head, achrei roshchem? Isn't it an intellectual decision to not believe in God, that a person studies religion and has come to the intellectual conclusion that God cannot be proven? Why does it say achrei levavchem, after your hearts? Because most of the time, it's not an intellectual decision. It's the Yetzer Hara to be able to do whatever you want gets the best of you. Achrei einechem, zehir huravera. Achrei einechem, things that you look at, that's a reference to your avera. Shnemar, vayomer shimshon alaviv, osakachli ki hi yishara be'enai. Why did he take a plishti woman? Because she was yishara be'enai, because she looks good. Atem zonim ze hir avodazar. V'cheinom ravzino achrei abal. So you have a reference to all three of those things in the third parsha. Main point number four, they wanted to put parshas Balak and Kriyat Shema because it has words similar to V'shapcha of Kamecha, but they didn't because it's too long. And point number five, we put Parsha Sitzes in because it has five themes that are relevant. It has five relevant themes. That's why we put Parsha Sitzes. What do you say? Should we stop there or read the Mishnah? Read the Mishnah and a little Gemara? How long have we been going? Only 17 minutes. We can go a little further. Let's do the mission. Huh? Finish the parak. I don't know about that. Maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. We're supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Amar Rav Elazar ben Azarya. Hare ani kiven shivim shana. V'lo zechiz yishtam Yitzias Mitzrayim Belelos. This sounds so familiar. Where do I know this from? Where do I know this from? So I was like 70 years old, and I was not zocha to the understanding of saying Yitzias Mitzrayim at night. Ad shedorsha ben zoma, shenemar, until ben zoma darshened and he explained how we get it from the pasuk. L'man tizkaris yom teischa me'aretz Mitzrayim, kol yemei chayecha. Yemei chayecha means hayamim, kol yemei chayecha alelos. So as I know, you're supposed to say Kriya Shema, you're supposed to mention Yitzias Mitzrayim at night as well. V'cham omrim, yemei chayecha ha'olam hazeh, kol lahavi l'mos ha'mashiach. No, the kol comes to include even yemos ha'mashiach. Tanya, Amar le ben Zoma le Chachamim. So Ben Zoma said to the Chacham, you're telling me we're supposed to talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim after Mashiach comes? V'chi maskirin Yitzias Mitzrayim b'mosam Mashiach? Is that true? V'alo kvar nemer, doesn't the Pasuk say, Hine yamim boim nu Hashem, days are coming, says the Lord. V'lo yomru od chay Hashem asher alas b'nei Yisrael me'er Mitzrayim. And no one's going to say, oh, long live the God that took the Jewish people out of Mitzrayim. Kim chay Hashem asher halav asher evi asher b'nei Yisrael me'er Mitzvon v'mikol ha'arotzos asher yidachtim sham. No, we're going to be praising the God for doing it. God for doing kibbutz galios, for gathering us in from all over the place, for allowing Mashiach to come and the Gula Asida. So don't you see, we're going to give up on Yitzias Mitzrayim. We're not going to talk about it anymore. Amar lo, the Chama said back, lo shetekar Yitzias Mitzrayim imkoma. We're not going to totally give up on Yitzias Mitzrayim. El shtei shibun malchios ikar Yitzias Mitzrayim tafala. It's just we're going to have bigger things to talk about, so it's not going to be our main emphasis anymore. Nowadays, whenever we talk about the great miracles God has done for us, we're always going back to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then the main topic is going to be about the ultimate geula. Yeah, we'll mention Yitzias Mitzrayim also. Kiyotzi ba'ata omer, very similarly say, lo yikari shimcha od Yaakov, ki Yisrael yeshimecha. Your name shouldn't be Yaakov, it should be Yisrael. Lo sheye oker Yaakov mimakomo, el Yisrael ikar v'Yaakov tafelo. Not that Yaakov is no longer his name, but it means that now the primary name is Yisrael, and Yaakov is a secondary name. So last main point over here, machlokas, whether you say, whether kol teaches us say Yisias Mitzrayim at night, or La'asid Lavo, Limos HaMashiach. Okay, let's stop there.